Well, good Friday morning, church. We're continuing in our study of Romans with Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 14. And here, Paul explains that being baptized, the act of being baptized, is as dying to sin and being raised to life, just as Jesus died and was raised to life by God. So let's get into it this morning. What shall we say then? Should we continue to live in sin so that God's grace will increase? Certainly not. We have died to sin. How then can we go on living in it? For surely you know that when we were baptized into union with Jesus Christ, we were baptized into union with his death. By our baptism then, we were buried with him and shared his death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from death by the glorious power of the Father, so also we might live a new life. For since we have become one with him in dying as he did, in the same way we shall be one with him by being raised to life as he was. And we know that our old being has been put to death with Christ on the cross, in order that the power of the sinful self might be destroyed, so that we should no longer be the slaves of sin. For when we die, we are set free from the power of sin. Since we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that Christ has been raised from death and will never die again. Death will no longer rule over him. And so, because he died, sin no longer has power over him. And now he lives his life in fellowship with God. In the same way, you are to think of yourselves as dead, so far as sin is concerned, but living in fellowship with God through Christ Jesus. Sin must no longer rule over your mortal bodies, so that you obey the desires of your natural self, nor must you surrender any part of yourselves to sin to be used for wicked purposes. Instead, give yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and surrender your whole being to him to be used for righteous purposes. Sin must not be your master, for you do not live under law, but under God's grace. Today's key verse is Romans chapter 6, verse 8, which says, since we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. All right. Let us pray. Gracious God, I seek to live in fellowship with you through your Son, Christ Jesus. I thank and praise you, Lord God, that I now live a new life under your merciful and loving grace. Amen. Well, this brings our week together to an end, and I thank God for this privilege of being invited into your homes to share God's word with you. And we hope to see you this coming Sunday, either face to face in the service in the chapel or via Zoom and or Facebook. God bless and keep looking up.